Good evening, everyone. Welcome again to Thomas Village Baptist Church to our Sunday night service and Memorial Day weekend. And I hope everyone's had a good day today. It's been a beautiful day. Absolutely beautiful. And let's get on with our service here. Let's stand up and sing number 485. Stand up for Jesus.
Stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of the cross, lift high his royal banner, bid us not suffer loss. From victory unto victory, his army shall we lead. Is Lord in me. Stand up for Jesus, the trumpet call of men. To the mighty conflict, bring this his glorious day. He who our men now set him on his throne. Stand up for Jesus, stand with his strength alone. The armor clash will fail you, we cannot trust your own. To bow the gospel armor, which peace put on with
good. I hope you've had a good day today, and I hope you've been blessed. It has been a beautiful day. Our song leader told me that he laid out underneath his umbrella outside and caught him a nap. So if you've been able to enjoy the day, I pray that you have. I've been texting with Amy. I don't know where we're going to be at tonight. Just turn over to the book of Ephesians, chapter 6. But the Lord gave me something, and I really, it's the top of my notes right here, and I don't know if I want to go to that. That's all it is. I've got notes about the armor of the Lord tonight, but I know some people are going through some hard times too, and this is on my heart, so we'll just wait and see. Tonight, we do want to tell all of you it's good to see you. Thankful that you've come out, and I pray that you have been reminded today and as well as tomorrow that we have this freedom because men and women lay down their lives for us. And we're thankful for that. And that's the kind of love that no man is what Christ said over in John. He said, a greater love hath no man than this, that they lay down their life for their friends. And I believe that would go for their nation as well. And so, we want to remind you that nobody loves you like Jesus. Nobody's done so much for you as Jesus. And if you'll let him today, he'll do even greater things than you could ever imagine. Before we go into our prayer time, do we have any words of praise or testimony? And if you have someone that was in your family, a military individual, and they lost their life, or maybe you would just like to recognize them tonight, I think that we could honor our God and our nation and those individuals. So any testimonies tonight? Yes, Sister Masha. Praise the Lord for, thank God for his courage and for his sacrifice. Anyone else? Maybe you just want to say it's been a great day, looking for greater days. Hello, Sister Tammy. Huh? Amen. Anybody else? Yeah, we're probably going to jump around in Scripture for a little bit. It may not be long, but I think it's God's message. We are thankful that God is doing the work. It was good to have our sister back with us this morning, Sister Teresa, and then Sister Sheila. I sent her a text this morning, and she sent me one this afternoon. And I just texted her this morning one day at a time, and she texted back that, and sweet Jesus, and she added to it. So. And Amy, she texted me about an hour ago and said she still had about 4 hours before they landed. I didn't know. We couldn't text on the flight we was on, could we? That's the only flight I have to compare it to, really. I didn't know you could text. It's weird. I tried to call her. I couldn't talk to her. I'm just a redneck on a plane. That's what? Lum and Abner. Go to the airport. That's about what that is. We do want to pray for those that are traveling. I know we do have a good bit, and there'll be more traveling tomorrow, coming and going. I've seen South Carolina tags, Georgia tags, all over the place. But we do want to pray for the lost as we claim our scripture. Over in 2 Peter, that it's not his will that any should perish, that there just be one more soul that God add to his kingdom. Also, the backslidden, marriages, the bereaved, those that are depressed, dealing with ups and downs. It wasn't 2 weeks ago that a friend of one of ours committed suicide. I told y'all about that. And the police and the rescue squad said about one a week is what they do, you know. So that's just the way life is now. The COVID-19, we've got baptism next Sunday. The Ukraine war, our VBS is coming up. Also, our backyard Bible study. We'll be praying for those, and then the elections, and continue to pray for recovery through Christ and Brother Jack and Sister Tina. We want to continue to pray for Brother Danny Roten and Sister Teresa, Wilma Jean Tomlinson, Brenda Stevens, Tabitha Miller, Sheila Cantrell, Jared Collins, Jamie Glass, Linda Fletcher, Herschel Johnson, Barbara Peacock and her father, Chuck and Jean Dennison, Jean Fannin, Peggy and DeBoard, Wayne Bledsoe, Larry Bledsoe, Sister Melanie Lester, Kathy Kynes, Moselle Carter, Ruth Roten, Nick Roten, John Austin, Ashlyn, the young girl that has cancer, Anthony has cancer and is in need of salvation, J.D. Nielsen, John Bryce, Jeanette Carter, Tommy Mullins, Wilma Daniels, Brother Jasper and Sister Pam, Mary Jane Carter, Wilma Williams, Susan Lassiter, Karen McDavid. Wasn't I supposed to take her off? Was I supposed to take her off?
No.
Okay. Charlie Taylor, Stenicky family, Lisa Eastep, Billy Carter, Aiden Jordan, Kathy Baldwin, Miranda Caldwell, Dr. Awan, Mickey Gillum, Rhonda Doran, Larry Tomlinson, Mike Brown, Gail Stidham, Charlotte Bishop, Kathy Smith, Penny Horton, Junior Stidham, Chuck Kearney, Randy Meeks, Brandon Johnson, Terry Biller, Debbie Starnes, the CC family, Margaret Williams, Jesse Bull, Pam Savarsky, Jason Knight, Steve Smith, Buddy McNutt, Kevin Tigler, Heather Markham, Betty McCorkle, Maggie Statzer, Teresa Holden, Roger and Virginia Eden, Junior Wade, Daryl Hurd, Brittany Grindstaff, Shailene Harris, Hazel Dingus, Jimmy Taylor, Kim and Dale Owens, Leslie and Daryl, Sandy Worth, Rhonda Bryant, Darlene Porter, Carol Dishner, Haley Webb, Mr. Pippin, Lance and Sabrina Stollard, David and Felicia Cantrell, Tyler and Donna Haas, Judy Webb, Chris and Jennifer Strange, Dakota McQueen, Daisy Richards, Ethan Bowen, Eddie and Chris Barnett, Ezekiel, Robbie and Daniel Jordan, Carol Carter, Paul and Thomas Stoyer, Justin Bowen, Ruth and Rhea Osborne, Billy Joe Robbins' family, J.T. Gladys Jones, Laura Evans and her family, Shannon Haynes, C. Edmonds, Charlene Lofton, Denny Lemon, Cindy Osborne, Vanessa Lawson, Genevieve and Jerry Flannery. Did I do it right? All right. Jewel, I got it now. Jewel Williams. I'll mess up next time. Paul Davis, Daryl Green, Deborah Taylor, Jalen and Scott Bledsoe, John and Carmine Shoup, Chelsea LeBlanc, Steve Neff, cancer there, Linda Jackson, Helen Bowen, Liza Fletcher, Brother Hoyt and Sister Phyllis Bledsoe, Lottie Johnson, Randall and Evie Gunner, Frank Sr. and Cecilia Pennington, Mary Snodgrass, Nicholas Patrick, David Starnes, James Connor, Evan Bach, Brother Jeff Sage's brother, Stuart Owens, and Buddy Hill. And do pray for your preacher. Anyone else tonight, or one that we need to take off? Yes, ma'am. Praise the Lord. That's an answer to prayer. We'll be praying for you. Anyone else? We just pray for our nation right now, too. I mean, I'm telling you, prices is going up. And he's made clear that we're moving into a Green Deal era, or that's what he's trying to do. So everything's going to go up. So it's all Putin and Trump's fault. And if you buy that, I got some oceanfront property in Arizona. Any other prayer needs tonight? We do want to continue to remember the children this morning, Xander and Sebastian, I believe was the two names. Last name was Christian. We took up over $300 for them and going to get it to them. Spurlock, their mama's name. That's why I can't remember the mama's name. I can remember theirs. First names, anyway. Christine, I think. Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah, Amanda Christian. And they're Spurlocks. Yes. The Xander, which would be the youngest one, he's 15% burned. And then Sebastian, the six-year-old, is 51% burn on his body. Just breaks your heart, don't it? And two, let's don't remember Rob Elementary in Uvalda school system. Oh, man, I couldn't look at them babies' pictures very long. I'll just be honest with you. It's heartbreaking. And, you know, there's just evil and hatred. I mean, it's demonic. Some of it is straight demonic. I mean, there is no love of fellow man anymore. It's just getting less and less. Common sense gone and love is gone. But hallelujah, our God is still on the throne, ain't he? Amen, and he's in control. Any other prayer needs tonight? Yes. You might as well be turning to Luke chapter 20. Luke chapter 20. Any other prayer needs? We do want to remember the tutoring program this summer at Hope and continue to pray over it and pray for Sister Marsh and those that's working with it. But do we have any other prayer needs tonight? I'm going to ask Brother John Franklin if he would to come and lead us in our prayer list and all our prayer requests. Always remember the altar is open. And just one more soul. That we be a soul-saving station.
Let's bow our head and go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, I just thank you so much, Father, Lord, just for another privilege, Lord, to come together, Father, Lord, come in your house, Father, together, as one body, Lord, to praise and Lord to worship you, Father, Lord. Hear all these names that Pastor Brian, Lord, read off, Lord. We lift these names up to you, Lord. Each every name, Father, Lord. All the needs that you know about, Father, Lord, we just hand them over to you, Lord, and pray for your will and that your will be done, Father, Lord. Lord, the spiritual ailments, physical ailments, Father, Lord, and for all of the lost souls, Lord, that we have in our church and our community, Father, Lord, pray that they'll just come to know you as Jesus Christ, as their Lord and Savior. Lord, be with us, Lord, and just bless this service, Father, Lord, this evening. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Well, I would thank you, Brother John. We were going to, as soldiers, get familiar with our weaponry tonight. We was going to go to the Ephesians and look at defensive weapons and offensive weapons as we look at the armor. And, you know, I think that there, as you're turning to Luke chapter 20, and then I'll be referencing John chapter 15, and really this is going straight off the cuff, okay? But I think there's certain things as Christians that there needs to be, and as a church, there are certain principles and precepts that need to be trumpeted more than others. And I think number one, as we looked last week in at salvation, I mean, we need to make much about salvation, and salvation style sermons should be a regular event at the church. But also there's other things that as we grow in the Lord, and if we're going to be mature in the Lord, then I think should be focused on, let's see, Luke chapter 20, verse 18. All right, we'll start at 16. And I think that part of being wise in the spirit and growing and being able to battle is putting on the armor of the Lord. I put it on not in order. I start at the top of my head and go all the way down, but I put on the helmet of my salvation, breastplate of righteousness, gird my loins with the belt of truth. I put on my shoes, then I take on the shield of faith and the sword of the Spirit, and then I'm ready to go. I feel like I have, and yes, I say it out loud a few times a day because I feel like I am helping put the body under the authority of the Spirit by walking in the Spirit and putting on my spiritual armor. But I know that a lot of people are going through hard times, and we our body breaks down on us. We face situations that we don't know that we can even hold up under. You know, I mean, really, we're seeing those type of things. And the good thing is that God's going to get us through anything He calls us to. I've been studying and going back and reading some of the older, just the stories and the testimony of Jesus, and how you remember when He crossed the sea and He spoke to the wind and the waves and all that, and they were amazed. But then the Bible says that there were other little ships with Him. They were under their authority. And, you know, those little ships didn't mean much to us in this time, but none of those got caught up in the storm either and got turned over. His authority was over them all. But we go through these things. Why do we face hard times? Because they're appointed to us. The Bible teaches that. The Bible teaches that God has appointed us or allowed us to go through these difficult times, and that He is using it to make something out of us, and it's for His glory and our good, you know. I mean, but as we read this passage right here, Jesus is speaking. And he tells the parable of the vineyard owner, and you know how they leased it out, and then they ended up and killed the son and killed the messengers and different things like that. Jesus, he says, what is the meaning of the scriptures? In verse 17 of Luke chapter 20, he looked at them and said, then what is the meaning of this scripture? The stones that the builders rejected, He has become the cornerstone. And we know that that is the prophecy of Christ Jesus. We're told by Paul there is no foundation that can be laid. It's a prophecy from the Old Testament about the Messiah. But then this is one just one that kindly stood out to me, and God brought it to my mind this afternoon with the parable of the pruning. I am the vine, ye are the branches. Notice what it says there in verse 18, as it's talking about the cornerstone, everyone who falls on the stone will be broken into pieces, but on whomever it falls, he falls, will be shattered. And the scribes and the Pharisees looked away to get their hands on him that very hour because they knew he had told this parable against them, but they feared the people. And the idea is this, is that they were rejecting the Messiah, and he was the chief cornerstone. And you, if you've ever seen the wall, the Wailing Wall, some of those blocks are massive. I mean, and they would cut them at the quarry so that they would fit into the wall as they were building the temple and all that was there. And he is the chief cornerstone. But this is what has stood out to me, that he says, either we're going to fall on the stone and we'll be broken, or either the stone, Christ Jesus, will fall on us. Now, let's turn over to the book of John, chapter 15. Sometimes the only way that God can get us to who he wants us to be is to completely break us. We don't like that, but that's what we see. We see it in great men of God. Paul had to be brought down to his knees, made blind, went off for about 4 years on his own to study and to get himself prepared. David had to be broken with Bathsheba and had to have Nathan point his finger at him so that God could get his attention. We look at Moses, who was a murderer, and God put him on the backside of the desert for 40 years. Sometimes the only way that God can make us into who he wants us to be is by, that's the picture in the Old Testament of the potter and the clay. You remember he's at the wheel when he would take and shatter the pots. He has that authority. But then he rebuilds us into who he wants us to be. And you know what? It ain't fun. It ain't fun in the spiritual sense. I've felt it in the physical sense. That ain't no fun to have your body broken down. But God does use that at times to break us down. Well, as we talked in Sunday school this morning, that God has, we lie as human beings, we like to do it in our own strength. If we can do it, we won't go to him, will we? I mean, it takes us getting older and God breaking us in different areas and then rebuilding us back into his image and trying to make of us. And the thing is that it's going to continue to happen. We're in areas of our life, it may not be a complete brokenness, but he is the cornerstone. He is the rock. And sometimes we have to be broken. But you know what? When God breaks someone, he rebuilds. Think of Peter. He was broken, wasn't he? Beat down, probably didn't think there was much more. Paul, you know, when he was sitting there in the jail cell, he said, I'm already being offered out. He was looking unto. He was still being broken, though, while he was there in the jail. Look what it says here in the book of John, chapter 15. I am the vine, and my Father is the gardener. I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. Every branch in me that does not produce fruit, he removes it. And, now see, that deals with a not, that's one that's fallen away, that's not producing fruit. Maybe not even ever been saved, but the idea here is he's cutting them off because they're not producing much fruit or producing any fruit. But notice he goes on to say, and he prunes every branch that produces fruit. You see, even the productive vine at times needs to be cut back so it can continue to be productive. God is breaking down a little bit, building back up into his image. And no, it's not fun, but hallelujah, he's brought us this far. He's brought us through things that we never, when we was 20 years old and we seen what was coming ahead and knew what was coming, we'd have probably said, I don't know if I can make it. Now looking back on it, we can say, hallelujah, he brought me through it, you know? And in Jesus' name, whatever we're going through, ever how he's rebuilding us, in what area, ever it is that he's rebuilding us, we're going to be better when he's done with it. And that's the thing. We don't understand it all. But that what we do is we trust him. Remember, when we can't trust what we feel and what we see, we can trust his love. Amen? Go back to the cross. You love me that much, And you don't want anything to be to my eternal detriment. That's what he's working. And ultimately there'll be nothing to our eternal detriment. Let's go ahead and finish this. You are already clean because of the word, verse 3, John chapter 15, verse 3. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, and I in you, just as the branch is unable to produce fruit by itself unless it remains on the vine, neither can you unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. The one who remains in me and I in him produces much fruit, because you can do nothing without me. If anyone does not remain in me, he is thrown aside like a branch and he withers. They gather them and they throw them into the fire and they are burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatsoever you want and it will be done for you. For my Father is glorified by this, that you produce much fruit and prove to be my disciples. Now notice what it says. It moves from the part to where he's cutting back, molding and fashioning, right? He has to prune those. He cuts them back. But then what does he move into? He moves into ask anything in my will. Right? Remember, most of the time what we're praying is we're praying for something to make our life easier. But as he remolds us, we're going to pray more his will. Right? I mean, it's all working together. God's breaking us, rebuilding us, remolding us. That's what he tells us about in Romans chapter 12, ain't it? I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies as a living sacrifice. What do they do with the sacrifice? They cut here, they cut there, they do different things. But the part of the sacrifice. So, as we see the thought here that we're there, it is to be broken, and hallelujah. As it said over there, I don't want Jesus to fall on me. There's times that I've rebelled to a place to where he's had to bring the pressure against me. But there's other times where you're living with the Lord and it just seems everything is hard. Everything is difficult. Believe you me, like I told you, it wasn't long ago I said, Amy, what about us just quitting it all? And one, I couldn't be satisfied. I know that on the inside. And two, it's still going to be hard. Life is still going to be unfair at times. And he's made promises to me that I know he'll never go back on. I know that he'll not finagle or try to get out of it, even though I may not hold up all the time on my end. But just remember, the breaking may not be fun. What does the Bible say? The Bible says, tears may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. No matter where we're at, it's not going to be like that forever. All right, that's all I got. I mean, if y'all want to hear about the armor, I can do that if y'all want to. But any thoughts on the idea of allowing yourself to be broken rather than being crushed? I mean, which ones do you think you would rather? Amen. Break me. Break me. Don't crush me. I tell you, I mean, it's not fun, but God is always faithful. And ultimately, we're becoming more like him. It's like chiseling on a piece of stone. All right. Maybe somebody has thought of a loved one that served in the war, and you'd like to give them some honor or recognition tonight. Angelo Michele gave his life. I tell you what, it's an awesome thing. An awesome thing. Anyone else? All right. Brother Gary, would you come close us out in a word of prayer tonight?
Let's pray. Father God, we can truly say it's been good to be in your house this day, Lord, that we could sit at your feet to study your word, to fellowship together. And Father, as we go our separate ways to our respective homes, God, we pray that you will Just fill us with your Spirit, Lord, that we may be blessed and be a blessing to others. For we do pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. God bless y'all. Love you. Enjoy your holiday. Did you ride your bike up here tonight?
Yeah,
we've been all over the road today.